We got our own clique, strong clique. Can you respect?
Welcome to La Clica Podcast.
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 Cool, I'm going to use that eventually.
This is a quick sound bite.
Yeah. We'll put it with the fucking sample.
We asked that, where that shit come from, right?
Yeah. That was that whole Jamaican thing.
Yeah, it was.
Jamaican. Yep. Jamaicans started that.
Right near like the beach. Thing,
yeah. Jamaican. Boy. Money.
Why did Chris have to yell into the fucking
I'm sorry. I try to walk away from it. I'm sorry.
Walk away.
Hey, and you know,
Roll away.
Yeah. Speaking of... Speaking of that, it's Bob Marley's birthday today, dude.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Yeah. Happy motherfucking salute.
Salute to Bob. Man, damn.
You know, I'm going to say something very controversial about Bob Marley.
Oh, shit.
He liked to... He liked to fuck, didn't he? Because he had a lot of kids, dude.
Who doesn't like to fuck?
But that fool had like 8 kids, dude. like 12, wasn't it? How many kids did Bob Marley have?
I don't know, dude. What he had a problem with was he couldn't use a Jimmy, dog.
Yeah, they didn't believe in that. Yeah.
That's one love, baby.
One Bob Marley's birthday.
There you go. Shit, I kind of want to do that right now.
Schneeberg?
Yeah, Schneeberg. Yeah, that.
Anyways.
Yeah, happy birthday, Bob.
Happy birthday, Bob Marley.
Rest in peace, man.
There's
huge influence to a lot of people.
Yeah. We've been lagging it on podcasts and Instagram posts, but it's all love. One love.
One love.
Right near the beach.
You guys got any, favorite Bob Marley songs?
Buffalo Soldier.
Buffalo Soldier?
I like that song. They still have dreads, so.
Nice.
I like his old school rude boy shit when he was actually doing ska. A lot of people like don't know that he was like doing that other fucking rude boy dance hall shit. They're more just accustomed to legend, but he started off doing ska, and that shit's fucking dope.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the old school ska shit. So that's my favorite, you know, era of Bob Marley.
I thought you were going to say Barney.
Barney. I was going to say Barney. Fucking big, dude. Bob Barney.
Barney.
Purple Dread.
Yeah. And the Showcase Showdown.
It's my favorite Barney song.
Here's one more cheers to that guy, dude. He's like the fucking voice of many generations, bro.
Cheers.
Shasta over there.
Hey, pass the
fucking Shasta.
Ixnay on the.
My favorite song, now that we fucking might as well go back into it, is Waiting in Vain by Bob Marley.
Waiting in Vain?
Yeah, dude.
All comes to that legend album. You guys got to get hip on that fucking dance hall shit, dude.
I used to love that shit. I was like, I love that shit. I used to bump that shit over and over, put that shit on repeat on my CD player.
Not me.
Yeah, I'm not good with names, dude. I'm finding out I'm getting old because I'm forgetting names a lot, but I like that Bob Marley song. It goes,
all of them.
Yeah.
Because it sounded like a redemption song, and it sounded like I Shot the Sheriff at the same time.
But it also sounded like The Specials.
By Eric Clapton.
It sounded like that fucking Tears from Heaven song. I like that Bob Marley song. That, you know my name.
Anyways, when you see me, we are gathered here today to discuss...
Convince Me, Dig.
That's a new segment. We came up with it.
Yeah, Convince Me.
How about, what do we mean by Convince Me, Dig?
So, we're going to go around the table and ask each person what artist, band, or group they completely despise. And we're going to try to convince them to listen to it for a week and come back a week later.
Dig, I don't want to listen to fucking... Metallica, Dick.
Oh, it's a challenge, Dick. It's a Clica challenge.
I think you offended a lot of our fucking listeners.
So, no, they have to listen. Okay, you would have to listen to, say, one album.
I could listen to it all. Let me clarify something. It's not that I hate them. It's that I just don't like listening to them. And it's not that they're bad or anything, but like, we've mentioned plenty of times on the podcast, it's just the type of people who listen to them that bug the fuck out of me, dude.
What are those types?
Metallica heads.
But what is, I want to know like that. What is it image? Is it their language? Is it their dress code? Or what is it?
I don't know what it is. I just, it bugs me when it's like, oh, they start saying Metallica's the greatest fucking band. Why? And they can't answer that, you know?
Because they sell out many shows that they play. They have 4 amazing albums.
Like I said, they're a great fucking band. I just can't listen to them.
Yeah. Well, they have more albums.
Wait. Let's go back to that. When you say 4, what do you mean? Because how many have they had, and why is it that the only 4 are the good ones and the rest?
Well, okay. So the first 4 albums are very, very solid. Mm-hmm. For you got Kill Them All. Mm-hmm. You got Ride the Lightning. Uh-huh. You got Master of Puppets. And you got probably one of the greatest thrash albums of all time. One of them. Which is Injustice for All.
Okay.
And I would really consider that a progressive rock album.
Mm-hmm.
Other than, you know, than a thrash album. But they had, those albums are really solid. I mean, there was no fat on there. There was no fillers in any of the songs. They were just pure music. They're mm-hmm. pure good tunes. There was no filler music. There was no interludes. It was just, they just hit you one after another.
Okay.
With song after song after song that was good.
And what happened after that, the 5th album? Like, why
the 5th album? I mean, you could say that was the key to their success, or you could say that that's the album they sold out. It all depends on who you talk to. I don't believe in the word selling out, but I do say that the Black album, the one that followed up Injustice for All, that one had more commercial success. It was played on alternative rock stations, it was played on classic rock stations. So that was like the only album, right, Anthony? Was that the only album that they actually had radio play for?
No, I think I've heard Ride the Lightning shit on K-Rock and shit.
Before
like
the Black album?
Not before. Like, yeah, you started hearing fucking, like, you know, Nothing Else Matters and all kinds of shit. Like,
yeah, but before. But before that album came out.
That's what brought him onto the,
yeah, that's what brought him onto the radio.
What year was this? 1982?
Yeah, I'm not too sure, dog, but
I think so. Yeah, so maybe it was on KDC all the time.
So maybe it was like the scene back then, whatever was coming out, and then they just threw them in the mix.
It was just a really commercial album, and it was a complete 180 from, which was a very heavy, very progressive 7-minute song album like Injustice Damn. For All.
7-minute song. Wow.
They had like 6-7-minute songs on there, and they were just technical in every single way, and they were just.
Okay, let me ask you this. All right, so what's the difference? And there's a big difference, but Slayer didn't get radio play like that. They mm-hmm. got it on KNAC every once in a while.
Okay.
You know, but you don't hear them on K-Rock, let's say. Right? What's the difference between Slayer, who was very technical, and Metallica? I mean, is it just one more radio-friendly than the other one?
Coke and Pepsi. I mean, you know, it's Coke and Pepsi. Now, Slayer, I guess their anti-Semitic lyrics and their topics of, like, you know, Satanism and war and stuff like that, maybe that prevented them from being on the radio.
Okay, and so, like, on Slayer, Mandatory Suicide.
Yeah.
Was that more of an actual suicide song, or was it, like, against suicide?
Neither. It was a song about war.
But that's exactly, what do you think that's why it wouldn't come out on the radio?
Did they have any radio hits, though?
I've never heard a Slayer song on the radio.
No, do you think there was actually a capable song that could be played on the radio?
Hell no.
You fast forward into time, right, to what, 2005, when it came out on Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they came out on Jimmy Fallon, was it?
Yeah. Do you think Rain and Blood would have been a good song on the radio?
No, but just because of the religious subject matter of that song, I don't think it would be.
Okay,
Metallica was very political with the Injustice for All album. The Black album, not so much, but they did have ballads, and ballads sell records.
Well,
and ballads get radio play.
There's this term called radio-friendly songs.
Yeah.
Okay, so did Slayer have any of those?
No.
So therefore, that's what never got played.
Slayer is one of those bands that have one speed, and they travel that speed consistently.
Let me throw your contrast on this. Why did Nirvana get Rape Me on the Air? If that's the case.
Yeah. They got a lot of shit for getting Rape Me on the Air, though.
They did, but what, they couldn't do that for Slayer?
I know. Yeah, what happened there?
Because Nirvana sold tickets. They had views on MTV. They were a very popular band.
Slayer shows sold tickets, too?
Yeah, but Slayer's more underground. They're like, that's like saying, well, you know, why were the Beatles more popular than the Doors? Because the Doors are more underground. you know,
actually they were a little more popular before, after. I mean,
at the end, but
we weren't there for that though. Yeah, that's the difference. Yeah. We weren't there for that. Yeah. You think about it. I mean, think about the Shrine Auditorium, 1994. Fucking Slayer, fucking just ruled that fucking place, dude. That whole place was fucking packed. The pit was the size of a fucking football field. I mean, we all witnessed it. Some of us.
You see, but you're talking about a band that has cult following.
Mm-hmm. As opposed to Metallica has a cult following.
They have a huge following, and it's more of a commercial following. Mm-hmm. Than a cult following.
And do you think they're more popular because they have that commercial following versus a cult following?
You know what?
Do you think they just play in hand?
Well, I think they got new audiences, though.
I'm fucking buzzed, by the way, guys.
You think they got new audiences because they were on the radio?
No, they definitely got new audience on the radio, but they were one of the bands that toured consistently. They were always out there grinding it. Slayer, probably like, okay, let's talk about 1991. Black Album came out.
1991.
Now, what Slayer album came out then?
I'm a poser of Slayer, dude.
Okay, so
where's Joe at, dude? He can tell you who fucking produced it, who did the cover art.
Okay, so let's just say Seasons of the Abyss. Okay,
was that 91?
Around that time.
Yeah.
Okay.
90s, early 90s.
So now Metallica did a 2.5 year tour, mm-hmm, for Injustice for All.
Yeah.
And then they did another year tour, and then they went in the studio, and then they toured again.
Yeah.
You think about that, like who went out and reached more people? They were like basically doing their
worldwide.
They're getting their fans door to door.
Okay.
And you know, them constantly playing like that, they gathered more fans.
Okay. So then
when they're on the radio, so that's why they would be more popular than Slayer.
Then convince me why I should listen to them versus Slayer when I'm more of a cult follower than I'm a commercial follower.
No.
Fucking answer that shit, dude.
Well, dun, dun, dun. With Slayer, you're already a fan. You're already a disciple. I don't need to convince you to listen to Slayer. But you can't compare Slayer to Metallica. That's just, you're just failing on all sides.
So apples, oranges, and Pepsi and Coke.
It's apples and oranges. Okay, yeah, they are the...
I'm more the Shasta drinker here, dude.
Now, if you said what's the greatest, in my opinion, what's the greatest thrash album of all time, I would say, without a doubt, Raining Blood. You know, followed by Rust in Peace by Megadeth, and fucking And Justice for All by Metallica.
Where does DRI fall in line?
DRI was more fucking thrash after the, you know, the whole,
Can I say something other than I'm opposed to all this music you guys are talking about, mm-hmm, straight out, like I'm admitting to it. Convince me to actually listen to it, which I will, you know, I do listen to it. But a lot of this has to do, I think, with what label they were with.
Yeah, and then they were on a major label. Okay. Well, they both
Metallica,
were.
What was
Electra, no?
Yeah.
What was DRI under?
No, DRI. DRI.
Okay, no, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to get to that point. Like,
what label
he mentioned DRI. He said, where does... So, I believe a lot of these things has to do with labels because they're the ones with the money to actually have the money to produce and promote it.
Yeah,
because
Metallica was on Elektra Records at the time.
What was Slayer under?
Slayer was on Def Jam.
Okay,
so they were
difference. There's a big difference right there.
And Rick Rubin produced Slayer.
Exactly. So there's a big difference as opposed to where, how much money is invested
Instagram
in this
Live.
Because that's what's the backbone. And, you know, believe it, I know we talked about labels before, right? But
yeah,
a lot of the money that comes
out soon.
A lot of the money that's projected into these records and albums and bands has to do a lot how much are gonna be they're gonna be out there.
Yeah.
Do you believe that Metallica had more money backing and support from the label to put them out than opposed to Slayer?
Because definitely. I'm pretty sure they cleared their books a lot faster than Slayer did. Because, yeah, you know, record labels work as a bank. They lend
exactly.
you money
exactly.
to
exactly.
So to make an
do
album.
You think that their success has to do a lot with that?
Metallica's label?
Elektra Records, right?
It was Elektra Records. I don't know what it is now. I'm pretty sure they're on their own label. They produce their own albums and they press their own records. Mm-hmm. They have a factory in Italy that presses their record, their vinyl now.
Oh shit!
Nice.
So they have their own record plant.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
now
cool.
To convince you to listen to Metallica, I say listen to it in open ears. I mean, you like the raw intensity, aggressiveness of Slayer. You might be a fan of Master of Puppets because.
The funny thing is, I have Master of Puppets somewhere, mm-hmm, and I'm not saying I'm a fan of it. I don't hate it. I just can't bring myself to listen to it. Like Slayer, if I'm feeling a certain fucking way, dude, I know what's going to get me out of that funk, okay, is listening to Slayer.
Slayer, okay. Slayer is 18th Street. And fucking Metallica is the Jets from West Side Story. That's the way I could.
God damn. That's the fantasy you're talking about right there.
That's how I could describe them. That's what you're saying of them. Because I know that convincing you to listen to Metallica is me trying to say, hey, listen to them for this, but not listen to them and compare them to Slayer.
So is this going to be more of a convince me or a challenge?
I'm trying to convince you right here.
Yeah, I think he's trying to convince you.
And I want to hear music. I don't want to hear about production. I want to hear music. Why should I listen to it?
Because I think that you might take something from the album. May not like it, but you might take something from the album. Because Master of Puppets, you know, in its own way, tackles the same subject matter as a Slayer album would.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not as dark and not as intense and not as in your face. But it does talk about war.
Mm-hmm.
There's talk of religion in that album. There's talking about racial division. You know, and just angst itself. So, and Master of Puppets is a comparable album. If you're a fan of Slayer, that would be an album to get into.
All right. So one thing I probably never mentioned to anybody in my life: lyrics don't matter to me.
Ooh. Well, I know that. I know that.
I feel you there, man. I know exactly
right?
what you're, yeah.
Well, when it comes to metal, it's like you can't even understand that shit. Though, so.
I asked you once, what the fuck they talk about?
And, what do you say?
And I get the gist of it, yeah. Just through the, you get a feeling through the music, and then that kind of gives you a broad view of what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Then if it interests me, I might look into the lyrics. Like Hatebreed. Hatebreed's a perfect example where their music is so fucking intriguing. The anger comes out. And you want to like, what the fuck? What's this white boy fucking so fucking pissed off about?
And he's not. He's trying to motivate you.
Exactly, dude. Hatebreed's a good fucking motivator. Yeah, seriously.
Iron your clothes before you get up for work.
Yeah.
You know? Just,
wow.
Yeah,
like fucking drink your fucking coffee.
Drink a lot of water. Take your vitamins, bitch. Protect.
Shit, your now you're going to have to convince me to fucking.
But go see to what the I'm gym. Saying? Where I'm coming from yeah, with that, yeah, dude? Yeah. Is I don't care about lyrics yeah, yeah. as much so, as I do okay, the music. Okay,
what do you like right. when you hear a song? Like, say, one of your favorite. Think of a favorite song. You don't have to mention what it is. What do you dude, like about it?
The Business, Drinking and Driving.
Why do you like that song?
Because I want to fucking drink and drive. I know I can't.
Okay.
You ever heard that song, dude?
I mean, you can do it, Doug. I don't.
Not legally, if I had my own farm. But like, or like, those are understandable lyrics compared to everything else. Slayer, you got to really, like, open up the book, read it. You can understand most of Slayer lyrics.
Really?
You can.
Yeah, I guess you're right, yeah.
Yeah.
As opposed to
after but, the
Cannibal Corpse.
Cannibal Corpse.
I can understand their lyrics.
I can understand some of them, not all of them.
Shit.
Yeah. But once again, it's one of those things like, what the fuck is this guy saying?
Yeah, what are you saying?
He washes his fucking clothes in fucking cunt blood or some shit, dude, you know? But Slayer, and I never felt the need to look at their lyrics and understand what they're fucking saying.
Okay.
I could listen to the music. I could get that fucking feeling and that frustration out.
But okay, what part of that song drives you? Was it the guitars? Is it the drums?
Everything about it. Rain and Blood is an example. Like, that's the only fucking song I know. And Mandatory Suicide. I'm bad with names. Sorry. But Rain and Blood, the fucking intro is, I'm not going to say it's motivating, but it's intriguing. And it kind of sets the tone for whatever you're doing.
Does it make you want to punch a kid?
No.
I'll fucking punch a baby with that song.
Yeah. I will tell you what made me want to punch anything was fucking Dear Eye Live. Watching them. Dude, I was a little kid, skinny. Fucking 130 fucking pounds, and I went into a pit with a bunch of fucking buff ass skinheads and shit, dude. Because that music motivates me. Anytime I listen to DRI,
I gotta stay away from your ass. They probably start punching me and shit.
Don't listen to DRI around me, dude. It's fucking telling you no. I actually put a DRI sticker right where your
clothes. I know exactly. See, that's what I like. Look at that perfect time.
I put it there so it could motivate me.
Nice
to fucking move on this podcast and Who else is next? Convince somebody else now. We can't gonna fuck you.
Dick, I thought that was some full skanking to some chencha shit.
That is a skanking. That is a skanking person. The skanking man. That's
dude, a long time ago, I bought an album based on this logo here.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know who it was.
I got into him because of that logo.
Yeah. I was like, what niece, is this? And I grabbed it. I came up like, whoa, what the fuck is this? It's nuts.
My niece made me a tape and it had DRI on one side. It was DRI Thrash Zone. And on the other side,
great fucking album.
Yeah, on the other side was Master Puppets by Metallica.
Oh damn,
I fucked it up.
So,
alright, so just to finish out, I'm gonna listen to Master Puppets.
Okay.
All week long. That's my challenge.
Yeah, there it is.
And if I
official
next podcast, I say still not a fan. What's the outcome?
But you at least you would give it a chance.
You, no, you give just it a chance. Right? You gotta tell me. You gotta tell us. What did you like about it? You got to be positive in your report of Master of Puppets.
Your thesis.
And the challenge is, okay, you don't have to bump it all week, but you have to listen to it more than three times.
No, we got issue challenges here, dude. I'm going to listen to it nonstop.
Damn. That will be your alarm. And
I will. I'm going to listen to it at least for an hour a day.
You're on your way to work.
I listen to podcasts on the way to work.
I'm
going to listen to it at work. But a lot of people are like, you like Metallica? Fuck
yeah. While you're showering. Do you listen to music while you're showering? Because I do.
Yeah,
I like the sound the water makes bouncing off my ball sack, dude. I'm old where my ball sacks are drooping to fucking my thigh, dude.
Who here listens to music when they shower?
I do, to be honest.
I listen to comedy, like comedy records.
In the shower?
In the shower?
Yeah.
They could take like a fucking 10-minute shower, dog. I don't have time for that shit.
I listen to Bill Burr in the morning.
Yeah, I listen to like Bill Burr when I'm taking a shower. I just like,
dude, if you listen to comedy while you're taking a shot, you're in there too fucking long.
Though. I'm not saying I listen to the whole fucking thing. I'm not saying that it's a whole bit.
He's like this, like fucking scratching his balls, waiting for the punchline.
It's like, I scrub my balls while I listen to comedy.
Yeah, I actually do. I scrub my balls to Bill Burr.
Oh, that's funny.
But you know what? Shout out to Bill Burr. Hey, saying about like comedy, they're like, all right, can you relate music to comedy?
Oh, damn.
You know what? That's a different kind of love. It's like saying, can you relate music to, I don't know. I guess.
I could relate it.
Because I like joke bands like fucking
Meat Shits.
Weird Al, Steel Panther, Manic Hispanic. Like those are like my favorite bands, dude. And they're all joke bands.
What about the Meat Shits? Dick?
The Meat Shits, yeah, it's the Meat Shits. Anal Cunt.
Anal Cunt's fucking dope. I can't believe that fucker died fucking falling off of an escalator, dude.
That's damn. Who it was. I was trying to remember who.
Yeah, dude. He fell off like a fucking escalator and died, dude.
Somebody famous
fell off. Have you ever heard Anal Cunt?
No.
Oh shit! You gotta listen to like the third or fourth podcast. What is it? Fifth, fourth?
I don't even remember, dude.
They have an album called 40 Reasons to Hate Us, and it's 12 minutes long.
It's everything you fucking hate.
It's 40. It's a 40,
and I love it. Dude.
It has 40 songs in 12 minutes.
We actually played a couple of them.
We played 10 of them.
Yeah, we did. Yeah,
it was like a 2-minute. Yeah, hit.
We were talking. I was like, next. Next. Was like, that was one song right there. Like,
yeah.
That's my challenge to Anthony right there, dude. Ain't no cunt.
Yeah. You guys, ain't no cunt?
Now, convince them why.
Why, Rick?
Because they're different. They're progressive. And they're democratic.
Ooh.
It's crazy, dude.
So
I heard them.
They have a song called...
Never heard of them. Even the title alone fucked me up.
Have you heard of these motherfuckers?
Yeah, Max Sabbath. I saw them with Metal Achi with Omar. We went to go see them. And then
Sabbath?
And they played with a band called the Oakley Doakleys.
Okay.
And they were basically Ned Flanders. Everybody was dressed up like Ned Flanders. And all their songs were about Simpsons references.
Oh, shit.
They were called the Oakley Doakleys. And they were playing death metal.
Yeah, death metal band, dude.
Well, they're a death metal band. They dress up like Ned Flanders.
What the fuck?
And they talk about the Simpsons.
You've seen who McSabbath is?
Yeah. I just seen right now.
They fucking, they dress like the McDonald's characters and they play
the hamburger and all that shit, dude.
What?
Grimace.
Grimace is the bass player, dude.
Are you gonna convince me? You know what? How about that's your convince me?
No, well, because Max Sabbath is a cover band. They play Black Sabbath covers. But
I figured. I heard the name.
They mix it up with fast food references, like I am frying pan.
What the fuck?
Like I am frying pan, and they have like lyrics like that. It's another joke band.
It's crazy.
The fuck? So is that the kind of joke band you would listen to while showering?
Yeah,
he went to a show. He just said.
I said I went to the
no,
show.
But while showering, you just said you listen to comedy while you're showering.
Yeah, I listen to. I like listening to comedy.
So is that one of the bands you would listen to?
It would be one of the bands I would listen to.
Hmm. And you know that speaking about showering,
but they don't have anything recorded.
You know that's I was showering when I heard about Biggie's death.
You were in the dude. I was in the shower when I heard Kurt Cobain died.
Oh what? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I was showering. All of a sudden, like, I just like, what the fuck? I turned the water off, dude. And I was just like, oh shit, because I was playing a Power 106 back then when it was good, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa, what the fuck? I turned the music, the water down, dude, and I stopped my shower right there on the spot, dude. Like,
it went from a shower to a jerk off,
dude.
You know what's funny?
Fuck me up, dude. I had to just get off and just dry myself, and I was just all fucked up.
Who was that for? Biggie?
Yeah.
Damn, Don.
I just watched his movie yesterday, dude.
Oh, yeah?
Not Biggie.
Tupac's?
You watch all
the They're all the same to Rick.
I'm thinking of the fucking pizza place, dude. Biggie's.
Oh, that's a good one, bro.
Has nothing to do with the conversation. Hey, dog.
I know. And
hey, that's a bomb-ass pizza, by the way.
I'm hungry, dude. I'm sorry.
That's a bomb-ass pizza.
We ate all your chips and salsa, dog.
You been there? You been to Biggie's?
And your dip.
Not too far from it. We got to go. They close at 2 in the morning, too, so.
No.
Oh, shit.
3.
Three. Damn. Oh, they changed the hours.
Malice.
Why so late?
Dude, it's bomb. Huh? You could be here like.
They specialize for potheads.
Yeah, I bet.
Nice, good fucking. It's actually the closest I got to New York pizza, New York style pizza.
Have you been to New York?
Yeah.
He's like, nah.
No, I have.
No, I got mesmerized because I watched Notorious last night.
Oh, Notorious!
Oh, wow, nice.
That's not a bad. Cool. That's not a bad biopic.
It's a good fucking movie, dude.
It is. You know, it's way better than All Eyes on Me because that movie was horrible.
I heard that Tupac's mom got mad about that movie. She said that she thought they portrayed Tupac as like a stupid person.
Huh. They did,
and
I kind of thought the same thing.
Wow. Yeah, she was pretty pissed off about that.
All right, so
Mago.
Yeah,
we both said it.
What can we convince you to like, Barbie Girl?
What's up?
REM. That's another band I fucking hate. REM. Sorry.
Yeah, I can't.
Damn, that was
like
shit. Was up. Shit.
I can't even.
He was back at war, dog.
I can't even. About to throw that grenade up, man. I can't even back that one up. If you said REM, I would have been like, just move on, Dick. Just move on.
There's no convincing there,
dude. Because they're so fucking condescending, and they're so fucking like pseudo bourgeois with their fucking attitude and their fucking music.
I will defend one thing, though.
They're very pretentious as fuck. What's the name of that movie? Dude.
Man on the Moon?
Yeah.
When they sang that song, that was a perfect fucking song for that movie.
That movie, yeah. But that song was on an album called Automatic for the People. It was already out.
Yeah. But
the movie was written.
Perfect song for that movie.
Yeah, yeah, it was about Andy Kaufman. Of course it was.
Exactly. Exactly.
You see, this is what I have to deal with, dude.
Yes, sir.
That shit was perfect, though, dog.
The name of the movie was Man on the Moon, right? Fucking, where's the Joker grenade at, Nick?
Oh, my God. That was, I like that. I like that.
That's what we're going to call this. We're going to call this the Joker grenade.
Damn, so you didn't like the End of the World song either?
That's not even the same band, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. The R.E.M.
Is it?
Isn't that Jimmy's World?
I don't know what I'm singing. Oh.
It's the end of
the world as we know it. Yeah,
was that R.E.M. really?
Yeah.
I fucking hated that song.
I just got convinced to like him.
There it is.
Oh, shit.
Bago fucking did it.
Hey, now you don't got to listen to that shit.
What was the. Who's. All right. What song came out? It wasn't even your challenge. I know, huh? What? Remember Chris Elliott, the show he had?
That's also R.E.M. And actually, it's on the same album.
Was it the same fucking song?
No. That was Stand. Stand in the place.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to. Yeah, my bad. Yeah, that's what I wanted to fucking say.
That's on Green.
That was a fucking great show.
The End of the World, and that one's on Green.
Yeah, see, damn. It's the Corona and the Modelo.
So, commercially, I like that song now.
Okay. They're more college radio. They weren't really commercial.
Big time college radio. Yeah, I think that's how they made it, didn't they?
All right, Anthony's been kind of quiet here.
I'm just listening to your fucking shenanigans, dog. I'm entertained. Like, I hope the listeners are entertained, but I don't know what the fuck's going on.
We try.
We only hope we can entertain you as much as we entertain Anthony. Yeah.
Rick is pretty fucking buzzed. This is the first time I seen him like that, but.
Cheers. Yeah,
just doing a good job
Cheers.
This time.
Fireball whiskey.
It's because usually Rick steps back. And he's like doing his thing, taking pics and shit. But this time he's actually talking. So.
He's actually engaged. Yeah.
He's going back to how we first started.
Yeah.
You know what?
We started like this. This is our original style of podcasting. You guys know, right? Listeners, you remember our first shit, right?
They don't remember shit, dog.
Oh, damn.
They're not even listening.
Yeah.
Nah.
I'll say quiet now.
And put him on the spot.
Let the VW fucking talk.
So what's up, Chris? I mean,
you don't got no cups.
You told me you wanted to like convince me to listen to something.
No, I didn't actually. Yeah, I just said that
particular genre.
With the 90s music?
No, come on, man. I'm into 90s.
So what
the, you... the T word.
That, Chinese?
That sounds like crap.
Trap music.
Yeah.
Oh.
You see, but I got nothing to back it up with. I mean, like, I'm about as familiar as trap music is as I am with that Fireball whiskey.
You know what? I'll want some?
No, I'm good.
Oh, you're diabetic, huh?
Yeah.
I'll revert back to it's not your parents' music.
So is it you want me to listen to mumble rap then?
Okay,
because that's going to be hard as fuck.
I hate all that Tekashi 6ix9ine.
I've never heard one of his songs. Dude, hold on.
You know what I saw on
Instagram? Can I pull a pin? I really want to fucking pull the pin.
Well, on Instagram, what I saw was that the government saving us from that crap music. Tekashi 6ix9ine and the other fucking dude that got deported.
Yeah, fucking fucking idiot with the fucking little knife right here. What's his name?
He oversaved his visa and fucking
the government. He stayed here.
Yeah, the government just fucking ice picked him up.
Happened was that
Tekashi
was going to get some hardcore jail time. They told him to rat. He was like, I'm not a rat. And then they're all like, all right, we're going to give you this many years, like 49 years. He's like, hey, 21 Savage.
What?
His name's 21 Savage. Out, yeah. Doesn't he look a bit like fucking from the UK? And fucking they deported that motherfucker. What?
Yeah, dude. There's a whole meme on that
They just got 21 Savage, dog.
Oh, shit. I don't even know who that is.
This dude, he's fucking 21 and he's savage. I don't know. What the fuck?
So he's savage. When he turns 22, his career's over? Or
that's over, dog.
That motherfucker said, fuck your fucking immigration laws. And
oh, wow.
Now he's getting deported, dig.
That's but what he gets.
Do you think the government's protecting us now?
Hell yeah.
Fucked up music?
Amen to that shit.
So you got to listen to trap music now, dude.
Yeah. They're going to trap you, Vago.
But
I was forced to listen to Cardi B.
I got kind of educated as
Cardi
far
B?
As that.
Hey, they need to deport Cardi B, dog. I hate that bitch.
Okay.
Okay, convince fam.
Me. Whoa. Time out. Hold on. Convince me to listen to her.
I can't. I think it's awful music.
I do too.
Convince me to listen to fucking Maroon 5.
Oh, I can't.
Was that that album that I came out?
What's the tattoo that guy had?
He had a tattoo of an Epiphone headstock on his on his side of his ribs, which would be fine if it was like a John Lennon model, when Epiphone was actually its own company. But he has an Epiphone Les Paul headstock.
That is like the shitty Gibson knockoff.
Yeah, it's a shitty Gibson knockoff. That's like the Guitar Center on Black Friday sale knockoff
for like $600.
Not even like $199, dude.
All right, so on the Poser scale, where does he rate? 110.
On the Poser scale, that tattoo gives him a good solid 9.5.
Yeah, you're talking about how he looks like he's like the Chipotle bag?
Yeah. But
damn.
Dude, that was a delayed laugh. I thought about it, dude.
You seen the Chipotle bag?
That was another brought to you by the joke grenade.
Joke grenade.
Wow.
Why the fuck are we so lively today, dude? What happened last week?
Dude, I don't know. Like, I don't know.
I was in drugs last week.
I think one of us was missing, no? Oh, it's because you're fucking on it now, dog.
Yeah, there you go. You're talking. You're the catalyst.
Hey, it's because Prosa produces shit, dude.
I think it's the Fireball, dog.
Yeah, it is cold, man. It is pretty cold. I was wearing a t-shirt. I was freezing my ass all day.
Why are you always wearing a fucking t-shirt? Either that or like a thin hoodie.
I don't know. You know what? I used to get when I was a kid.
We could be in Nova fucking Scotia, and this motherfucker.
Hey, you know why? He's waiting for you to let him borrow your jacket.
Yeah. Chris, you want to rub his nipples, dude?
Come here. Let me rub your nipples.
Fucking cut glass with those bitches.
Hairy, dude. I got hairy nipples, man. Sorry.
You got hairy everything. You hairy bastard.
Dude, you know how I brush my.
You know what? He's like a spider monkey. He's like small. He's fucking hairy as fuck, and he's nimble.
You're absolutely right.
He's like, I have a comb for my ass hair.
I do, actually.
It's for my legs.
It's like, you know those palm combs?
Yeah.
Yeah, those. I have one of those.
The fucking veterano comb?
Exactly, dude. Yeah.
The one you buy for 99 cents?
And then we had the three flowers. Yeah, we had the three flowers and everything. Man.
Hey, fool, I tried one time using that shit. That shit fucking cuts your finger, dog. Like, it's all sharp.
How thick was your fucking hair, dude?
No, dig. Like, just the plastic of it is like made so poorly. That's just made so poorly that it's like sharp as hell. You're like,
that's the 90s version. Dude. The 80s version was softened.
You hit one fucking knot with that comb and that slice your finger off.
Yeah,
huh?
It does. That does. I have one downstairs too.
You see a bunch of cholos missing a middle finger?
Yeah.
Like,
what happened, Holmes? A brush too, dog?
Yeah, I got shot, eh?
All right, don't lie. So my challenge is Metallica. what challenges have we established?
Well, you know, people should start. Okay, I fucking think, and I know I'm doing the Joel, phenomenal. I hate, with a fucking passion, Fleetwood Mac, because I think they're fucking boring.
Oh no.
I challenge you to listen to Barbie Girl, dig.
I like Barbie Girl.
Oh, see? Come on, and you don't like Fleetwood Mac?
I'm going to issue a challenge to all our listeners right now. All you motherfuckers listening right now, if you go to the bar, play Barbie Girl 10 times over.
Trying not to get your ass kicked.
The Barbie Girl Challenge.
The make Barbie sure, Girl hashtag Barbie Girl Challenge.
Make sure nobody sees your ass.
Yeah, because they're gonna go in the bathroom and fucking do this shit.
Download the app on your phone. That's how nobody knew I fucking did it. I gave it away because I was fucking laughing the entire time, and every motherfucker is like, "What the fuck?" I did last week, dude. But I played it 7 times.
Nice.
Okay. I ran out.
So back to back. Back
so
to
going
back,
back.
Dude, I would have disconnected whatever the fuck was playing that shit and be like, fuck you.
Hey, but you know, the funny thing about it is people started fucking liking it.
Holy shit. I would have loved
people
to be
got
there,
into
bro.
It, dude. Serious. I wish I would have fucking.
You should have recorded that shit.
I should have. Honestly, because people were like,
I want to do
time,
that.
Everybody was like, what the fuck? And the fourth time? Everybody's like, hell yeah.
I want to do right. that, but I want to do that with Yamo Be There by Mike McDonald.
All right, this podcast is adjourned. We're about to go to a bar and play Barbie Girl 7 times and see where it goes. Fuck
yeah. And then Barbie Girl in the Barbie world. Damn, it's fantastic. Dude. Why can't I fucking remember that song and not remember names of
come
fucking
on,
songs?
Barbie, let's go party.
I just remember you. He's not joking. This fool was singing the whole song.
Yeah, because he fucking played it every fucking
chance
he got.
It was crazy. I look up. I'm like, oh my God, this fool's listening. And he's singing the whole fucking
like
song.
Dick, he had the CD and like.
I'm like, holy shit, this is nuts. This is different.
Something. All these motherfuckers, I wouldn't even hide it. These motherfuckers are like, yeah, fucking party. Put it on, motherfucker.
Yep.
Anyways. Like, dude, that's. Fleetwood Mac,
man.
So I think Fleetwood Mac is boring.
Why?
I think they're boring.
Have you heard him? Have
I think
you heard
you're
him?
Fucking boring, dog.
Yes, because.
Why? How have you heard it? Okay. Tell me, give me an example. How did you hear it? And
okay, like, first of all, okay, like, let's throw an album out there. Rumors.
Mm-hmm.
That song, Rhiannon, it just seems like fucking office music to me. Just like elevator music, like white noise for places that. Conduct business during
white
the day.
Noise for white people.
What the hell?
No. I wouldn't say that. I don't get racial on this shit.
But okay. is this something that did you just didn't like it because
I just
of
hate
the
it.
Music,
I just think it's boring.
Or did you just most people hate it because of the images?
No, it's not about the image. I'm not that shallow. I'm not that petty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying that the music is very, very bland. You know, it sounds like
the arrangements. They got some badass.
It
drumming,
sounds like
the arrangement, the bass, the. Everything, man.
But you're not convincing me, Dick. Convince me, Dick. What are you guys?
You know how we can convince you?
How?
By you listening to the good shit, huh?
Yeah.
Well, okay, what should I listen to? What do you think What do you think is a good song from Fleetwood Mac that I should listen to?
The Dreams.
Look, I like a few of them. I don't even know their fucking names, dog.
Okay.
Dreams. Rihanna's actually pretty good. I like.
I don't like Rihanna, but okay.
Hypnotized.
What album should
Hypnotize.
I listen
to? I'm going to let you listen to Hypnotize. I love the fucking album cover, by the way. But I'm going to let you listen to that. If the audience is, if you guys know who this is, email us or send us a message on the fucking Instagram and tell this motherfucker that you listen to that. Hypnotize is pretty badass, man.
So Hypnotize the album?
Yeah. Hypnotize? No, the song.
That's Biggie, no?
Biggie Small.
It's got a nice drum beat. I mean, the fucking drumming is amazing, dude. But it's a badass. There's so many songs out there that they not like their shit, dude. My cousin, when I was a kid, got me into those fools. And
now I gave a valid argument to Rick to like listen to fucking Metallica, and you guys are giving me shit. Because
I don't know the names of the fucking songs.
Hey, this is getting crazy. One at a time.
This is Chris's. Fucking,
that's Bago. That's
listen to Fleetwood Mac because they came out on a radio. Dick, that's your argument.
Dude. Okay, there it is. Then boom, I'm listening to Fleetwood Mac Rumors this whole week, dude. And I get to listen to music at work. So I'm gonna fucking get punched out by a bunch of guys from North Long Beach.
Check this out. The whole Rumors album was made the same studios where Nevermind was made.
Oh, well, that doesn't make it good.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not telling you listen to them. I'm just saying I'm giving you a little brief history behind it.
You know what else was made there?
a lot of motherfuckers.
My Way in Sync. That the single that was recorded.
How the fuck do you know that?
Exactly. Because I'm.
Hey, that's not even a mic drop. That's a grenade drop.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Sound City Studios, man. Come on. This is a lot of shit that was recorded there. There's history behind it.
There's a lot of bad music that was recorded.
Come on,
there.
Barbie. Let's go party.
But the sound behind. Now they say that the drums, they actually positioned the drums there for some reason because the sound that came out of the drums.
Yeah, and they have a mic.
Even look at Nirvana. Listen to fucking Dave Grohl. Dude, that fool.
Dave Grohl.
Sorry, man. Sorry, I'm thinking about Corona right now. Sorry,
Dave Grohl.
But dude, seriously, is it the way they recorded that album? Everybody in that group, while they're recording Rumors, was breaking up. They were fucking each other. There was a lot of drama during the whole fucking recording of that album.
All the guys were fucking each other.
No,
all the guys were fucking Stevie Nicks.
All the group, yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Fuck, I mean, who knows? Fuck Stevie Nicks.
But everybody was breaking up. There was issues throughout the whole album, and they came out with that album, dude. It blew up. I mean, it was amazing. And yeah. If you listen to sonically listening to it, do put some headphones on. It sounds amazing. Man.
Okay, I'll listen to it. Right. You convince me. I'll listen to it. So I'm listening to Rumors for a week.
Yeah, there you go. And
then I'm gonna come. I'm
by
gonna
who?
Come by Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac. When you're there, go on the side note and just listen to Hypnotize.
Okay.
I think we need to have a La Clica. podcast where
say it again like
where we do a 10 shot challenge different liquors. You know, you buy those little individual bottles.
Holy shit.
And we see
they're called wino bottles.
Dude. The little wino dollar bottles.
Oh, airline bottles.
That like 99 bananas and all those cheap ass shit fucking
Rick. Like I'll take a beer or two.
Okay,
that's how I get drunk on two beers. I'm just like slurring my
words.
Get
this motherfucker some Fireball whiskey, dude.
Yeah.
What? No, I'm driving, Dick. I just
come on. We're all driving.
Okay, so we got the perfect
take
thing for
swig,
you.
Dick. Take a swig.
Swig.
All right. Oh, hold on. Let's chill out.
Here.
Yeah. Take a little.
Sip. We got the perfect thing for you since you don't want
to
drink.
Hold on. I'm trying to take a drink.
All right.
That is pretty good.
Yeah. See. How was that? See, now imagine four more.
No, I said 10.
Oh, shit. Okay, four more. Okay.
Okay, so what you do is...
Sir, I just freaking...
Yeah.
You know...
He's all drunk now.
So since you don't want to fucking drink, what we can do is we'll dip a tampon in some liquor and, you know...
There you go.
You know what? Yeah. Go up this there, yeah. Fireball whiskey drink has been brought to you by... Third fucking world, dude.
Ooh,
shout out to Third World. Shout out to fucking
he brought the beef.
Dude, he's bringing it. He shows us.
He's giving
love.
Some love, dude. Yeah, dude. What's up, Sharif?
He brought that bottle.
He bought it,
and that's how gone it is since like 5 o'clock.
Fucking send it over from Alabama.
Hey, I'm seeing pink elephants right now, man.
Dick, you took like fucking a sip.
Took a sip.
He sounds like Cheech.
He does. I was gonna say like, that's fucking Chong.
You mean
man.
Chong?
Or Chong? God damn.
Who
Corona.
Is it, Dick? Who is it?
Chong.
Chong.
Hey, man.
They feel like when they're at the border, like, hey,
yeah, man.
How long have you guys been in Mexico?
A week. Nah, it's a day.
Can I see your
a
license?
Week, is it a week or a day?
Hey,
a week
man.
Day.
Hey, man.
All right, back to Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm listening to Rumors, even though that's going to be like a fucking nightmare for me.
So Metallica, Fleetwood Mac.
And I got to say something positive about it once I'm done.
He's got to listen to trap music.
Okay.
Just look, in general.
Let's just have you listen to 6ix9ine.
Ah, shit.
I don't even know if that's track, but that's just like that fucking mumble rap bullshit.
Okay, okay.
So and I want to hear Tekashi from fucking
Tekashi
Revenge of the Nerds.
Tekashi 6ix9ine. Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Now that's a challenge, bro.
Yeah. Little Windex and
holy
Little Yachty.
Shit. So just Tekashi.
Little Windex.
Okay, let me ask you. Does he have an album? Does he have an album? Tekashi has an album?
No, they all have singles. They don't do albums anymore.
So there's no album. So I just go on YouTube or anywhere and just put
Tekashi. Look up Tekashi fucking bullshit and it'll come up.
Just that right there. Tekashi bullshit. And
just put it on 6ix9ine. SoundCloud.
6ix9ine. Fuck. I know how he looks like.
That's yeah, just put rainbow haired motherfucker. And
yeah,
he'll come
all,
out.
I remember I seen where he's getting his ass kicked at the airport.
Oh yeah,
that's all I remember from fucking his ass.
Pumpkin. So little Yachty and Tekashi 6ix9ine.
So who's Anthony listening to?
Why should I listen to him again?
I don't think I'm listening to anything.
Yeah, we should.
What do you hate?
No, fucking bitch out on this fucking.
He told me something I think, but I was like, man, I just don't remember, and I didn't remember purposely, so I don't have to do it.
I know what it is, but I can't mention it on the air.
You know what? Hold on. You gotta throw the unmentioned podcast that would, that did not air was the early 90s fucking EDM.
I don't know, dog.
What was the name of that music, dude?
What music?
Early 90s EDM rave music?
Was I here?
Yeah.
Hey, techno? Bass and drums? Trance?
Was I here?
Yeah.
That Deep was House? Last week?
Oh, shit. Damn.
Week before, maybe?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago. Oh,
but damn, okay, like, what are you talking about?
You stumped me. You stumped me, man. I'm trying to think.
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
Remember, we were talking about music that we didn't like.
And techno?
We started talking about Short Dick Man.
Oh.
I like that, though.
The house fuck. Music? The house music.
Yeah, I'm the one that brought up that song. Oh, I told shit. You, hey, you okay. guys heard all that. Right. Eeny, weeny, teeny, weeny. Like, yeah, we're bumping that shit.
Okay.
I like that shit, music.
Dude, no, damn. What can we have you listen to?
What do you, I mean, come on. You can't just like everything.
Well, you know, he talks shit about comedians.
No, he, but that's not music. Yankovic? That's not music, though.
Listen to some Weird Al Yankovic.
So what music? No. What music you don't like? What's a band that gets under your skin?
I think it's going to be mumble rap as well, dog.
Really?
Like that?
No, we gotta have a different one. We gotta,
so you gotta
have
listen to Tekashi 6'8".
So what? Like
Blink, no, because I gotta
fucking
go.
Love Blink 182, right?
You just, I fucking hate.
Oh, there Blink it is. There it is. Oh,
there it is.
There
I
it
do
is.
Hate Blink 182.
There it is.
Okay, so
you gotta, why do you passion. Hate it? Well, no, hold on.
Why?
Why do you hate it?
Because it fucking sucks, dog.
Why?
Beside, oh, I think we did talk about this shit we last did. Week.
That's what I'm thinking.
I fucking hate Blink 182. The only good part of Blink 182 is Travis Barker. He's a good drummer.
He's a good drummer, dude.
But the rest of the band is just so poppy and like, oh, like I want to fucking scrub my balls with those little faces. Like some,
do you hate the radio play of it, or is it the poppiness?
It's just kind of like you said, like the people who listen to it, they right? disgust me.
Like the Third Eye Blind listeners?
I don't even. Dude, I don't even know who the fuck are Third Eye Blind listeners. I think don't those even, fools are fucking just blind to fucking music, dog.
Okay, so.
Like, now, they must be deaf, actually.
Believe it or not. Believe it or not. Blink 182.
Blunk? Yeah. Hey, that sorry. One shot, hey, dog.
One shot of fireball. Shot
Blunk 182. Hey,
you know what? He just created a whole new fucking genre.
Blunk 182.
Okay.
Hey, hold on. Hashtag Blunk.
Blunk. She's blunk, she's blunk, blunk, she's blunk,
she's really weird.
Don't need no blunk, blunk, man.
Oh, that president of the United States?
Yeah. That's a bad
song. I actually like them, though.
Yeah, I don't know shit. Hey,
I just heard it today.
I'm embarrassed to say I like them.
I actually heard it this morning at work.
I saw them in store in Tower Records with Uni.
Wow.
They played at... Damn.
You admitted to that, dude?
Oh, that was bad, dude.
Yeah, damn, that's cool.
That was like Morrissey, but punk rock.
I'm going to play that over... And over.
No,
and
no, no,
over,
no, no. Those
and over and over and over.
Okay, so
and over.
Believe it
and
or not, Blink 182 is part of a genre.
Over, and over
of punk music over, that sounds like Blink 182.
And over. And over.
I don't think Blink 182 is fucking punk, dog.
Well, it's a subgenre.
Small things. I mean, that's all.
Now would okay. Now I offended a lot of people that listen to punk rock. But it's a sub.
How can you compare like fucking Subhumans Adolescence to fucking Blink 182?
What do you like better, Blink 182 or fucking Fleetwood Mac? And this fuck break has been brought to you by Shasta Cola.
Shasta McNasty.
God damn. If I had to go on a fucking deserted island and I can only bring one fucking CD with me, and it was the bargain bin at fucking the Goodwill, and I look in it and it's fucking Rumors by Fleetwood Mac. And the fucking, the first Blink 182 album, fucking Blink 182, dude.
Oh, hell no. Damn.
You know what it was for me? I'll tell you right now.
Damn.
It wasn't the band. It wasn't the fucking music. It wasn't the drummer.
The people.
It was the people and the fucking, how many times they played it a fucking day, dude.
Dick, like I said, I fucking hated that.
These fools called K-Rock once and fucking
requested, requested for them not to play it, right?
Yeah.
Stop several times, dude. Yeah.
And then they stopped playing it for the whole day.
Let me set it up.
That's crazy.
Bodie's Auto Shop in on Alameda and Florence.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay. I used to work there. I used to sell parts.
Next to Tam's Burgers.
Alameda and Florence? There's
a fucking... On Alameda and Florence.
Yeah, there was
a dealership, Tam's, and then a fucking mechanic shop. It's called Bodie's. Much love and respect to fucking Bodie and Jeff.
Yeah, shout out to Garland Bodie.
Oh, yeah, dude. Rest in peace. We used to get on a fucking phone and call K-Rock, and we'll get on a request line. We'd like to request. I like to request. You got to stop playing Blink 182. Because that show play 4 to 5 times on the hour.
Yeah.
And it killed it for me, dude. I know they have fans. The people calling and request that shit. But come on, dude. Have some fucking mercy on us, dude. Yeah.
No, all right, one thing a lot of people do not realize about like the radio play that bands get is that these record labels are paying for that fucking radio play. We get it. So it's not really like people are calling to request that shit. It's more like the record label pays, and these fools are embedding that shit into your mind, and it's like, oh, they play it so many times on the radio. It must be good.
Yeah.
So you start fucking like listening to it. It's just like those memes that go around. You see them so many fucking times that everybody's talking about.
And I fell victim to that because not that they're a bad band, but Face to Face.
They're a fucking horrible band.
The only time I ever got on the radio was because I requested Face to Face, Disconnected. And I was fucking ditching school and one of my teachers caught me. But what do you call it? But One Hit Wonders, they're still a great band. And I think that one hit ruined that fucking band.
Which fucking one hit?
Disconnected.
What song was that?
You don't care anything about me.
And they were.
I have never heard that shit.
Damn.
Yeah, this is like early 90s, dude. The other one. But they had their one hit wonders, but that one song overshadowed the rest of their talent.
Yeah.
Do you guys agree with that?
That was the Amy Winehouse effect.
But honestly, think about it. Do you think when bands get one hit wonders, the rest of their fucking songs get overshadowed?
Oh fuck yeah!
Look, that's like Pink Floyd with Money. No,
I'm just fucking around.
What the fuck, dude, you're about to get thrown out the window. That's my favorite band. Man.
Yeah, man,
that's my favorite band too.
Look, but it's like a curse and a blessing at the same time when you have a one hit wonder, though.
I agree. I totally agree.
Because you could be known for that song for the rest of your life, you know, and that
it's a career ending like fucking Screech from Saved by the Bell, you know. Nobody will ever forget your fucking Screech and take it serious on
it's
another.
It's the peaches for you, peaches but for me.
Okay, what about this though? You know that song. What about that song Rico Suave?
Oh shit.
Remember that song Rico Suave by Gerardo?
Rico.
What's he doing now?
He's making music.
He's one of the big heads at Interscope Records. So if it wasn't for Rico Suave, he wouldn't have a music career, but it's more behind the scenes now.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this though, because did he make that song just for radio play, or was he producing songs before that?
You gotta ask him, bro.
Yeah, it's something you have to ask.
I don't know.
Put your fucking Rico Suave hat on, Chris.
I know he was an actor.
Next week,
I know he was an actor.
He was an actor first, wasn't he?
Next week we're gonna have Rico Suave on La Clica podcast.
I think it was around the same time.
So next week we're
90. I believe it was from like 89, 90.
So that's when that hit came out.
Uh huh. And then when he came out on Colors, I think it was in 88.
That's right.
Yeah, he did.
So he did Colors first.
So he was an actor, got into the hip game with the people there, and he probably were like, fuck it. Because I know he was fucking with George Clinton.
Because he was way the fuck younger.
He was fucking with George Clinton back then, too. Like, I think he's the one that got him.
Maria Conchita or Alonso?
Yeah. Yeah, so I think
I'm a homegirl Pac-Man.
I could be wrong. Fool,
why did suddenly get a fucking luggy in your throat? You hear that shit?
I'm a homegirl Pac-Man.
Hey, earlier today, you couldn't speak Spanish for shit, Nick.
I can't speak Spanish at all, dude.
So we're going to do overdubs, right?
I know, huh?
Gerardo. You know what? I remember hearing that fool's song on the radio and thought it was fucking badass. But I can't lie. It was nice. I liked it.
Well, the thing is that the whole point of that is he's one of the few people. Well, he's one of many stories that you don't hear about that excelled in music behind the scenes after making a one hit, so he being a one hit wonder.
Okay, so he capitalized.
Can you compare him to like a Lighter Shade of Brown?
No, because the Lighter Shade of Brown was a group.
Yeah, that's all different.
I'm saying like the genre, like
no.
As a DJ, would you be able to play them together?
No, at all, because Gerardo was more of a pop guy. He was like a pop rapper almost. He's kind of like he was like a Fresh Prince, you know. He was like that kind of Latino Fresh Prince, and he catered more to like the pop dance crowd, you know.
What about Kid Frost?
He was more of the gangster chill, you know, kickback in the hood type of music.
So you would not play them together on the same show?
No.
Why?
Because You got the SS kicking back, you know, and they're kicking back, smoking weed, drinking, kicking their girls and shit, you know. You got the
What do you play for?
Huh?
This is for Raza. What do you play for?
I play that shit at a cool little chill. kickback party, you know, like, right, my homies will throw that in there, you know. That's like drinking music. That's like norteño to like hip hop.
Kick it.
Yeah, norteño kickback kind of hip hop music.
You know, like, I dig it.
What do you think about Night Owl?
I don't know who that is.
What?
Here comes a Night Owl. That dude?
No.
Night Owl is like a Chicano rapper, dog.
Yeah, but he has that song.
He has a song that they do the... is it Zeppelin?
Is he modern? Like modern rapper right now?
Maybe like... like around like Immortal Technique era.
Oh, okay. No, see, that's a different era.
He has a song called Gotta Kill Me a Witness.
Yeah, see, that's Chicano rap. I mean, that's the genre I never really got into. I think the closest I got was like Kid Frost. You know, but Chicano rap is a whole different genre. That's like, that's, you know, apples to oranges when it comes to rap, because it's...
But you're Chicano, you should know that shit.
Yeah, but the Chicano rap is different. Chicano rap is a whole different... It's like me saying Blink 182 and Metallica.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
No offense to Chicano guys out there, rapper guys. I mean, I know.
But that's like MC Boulevard and shit.
Exactly. Yeah. That's a whole different genre of rap. You know, it's, there's different ones. Like I said, it's a genre.
It's a subgenre, just like a punk rock to hardcore punk.
Exactly.
You know, it's just like that.
Yeah, it's a. I didn't get into it because I wasn't exposed to it as much. That's why I never got into it.
It's more niche.
It's more like the hood type shit. You know,
trip out on how many types of metal there is. Like,
there's that many types of rap.
Yeah.
There's that many types of punk. There's that many types of dance music. There's that many types of electronic music.
I just think metal is like...
Because they have doom metal. They have that fucking Viking metal. Exactly. It's black nuts. Metal.
Dude, they have like hundreds of types metal, of metal. Dog.
Speed metal.
Yeah.
why?
Gay metal.
Why?
Emo metal.
Emo metal. Screamo.
Why though?
Screamo, yeah.
Who fucking made that up, though?
I went to a metal show one time, mm-hmm. and it said metal on it. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, this is going to be dope. Mm-hmm. So I get there, and these fools are just, like, spinning their fucking arms around and, like, kicking the air. It was not, like, a real mosh pit, dog. These fools are doing, like, karate moves, but never touching each other.
Like, hardcore.
Hardcore, exactly. Yep. And they're just, like, fucking chopping and, like, fucking kicking and shit. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here, dog?
Have you ever seen the Sick of It All video?
No, I haven't.
They explain that.
The step down.
Step down, yep.
What is it about?
Explain. And then, no, they explain all that. The dances.
Elaborate on that. What do you mean?
Well, that's one of the...
So, hardcore has various type of dances to get frustration out. So, they have, like, fucking the gorilla. Some guy gets in the middle and just starts fucking swinging his arms. Then they have the fucking the pizza man.
The lawnmower.
The lawnmower.
What's all the kicks, dog? They be doing that kick that's, like, fucking, like...
The windmill.
The windmill.
Yeah, it's like kicks like turning and shit.
Yeah. There's all kinds of stuff just to clear the way for you to fucking release your frustration.
Dude, I was waiting for somebody like just to connect. Like, oh, kick that fool in the face, kick that fool in the face. But it never happened.
They have that style too where, I don't know the name of it. Sorry for the fucking hardcore fans. But it's like the Braveheart standoff.
Hmm. Do you hit each other?
Yeah.
Well, that's just called MMA, dog.
But
in octagon and everything.
Think about it this way. If you had a bad fucking week at work and you fucking fuck somebody up.
Yeah.
Take your frustration out. You're going to hug that motherfucker afterwards.
But what happens if you had a bad week at work and you want to go to a show and somebody kicks you in the fucking face? Like, what the
fuck? Hey, you're knocked out.
Yeah. Hey, no, out. Like, oh. No joke. That happened to me. I hate breed.
Oh, shit.
And I got kicked in the fucking face, and I was hugging that guy afterwards.
What?
What were you on, dog?
Sober as fuck.
Oh, wow. Oh.
But it's a release of your stress.
I think that's something that interesting. Is like every man has, because women, for sure, like, no hate to our women followers.
Stop talking about listeners. Chris like that.
But... I've told many stories to, like, you know, girls and...
To try to get laid?
Yeah, no. No, these stories will not get you laid. They'd be like, you're a dumbass motherfucker. So I'd be talking about, like, yeah, like, I've had homies that were, like, fucking pissed at each other, but then we fuck each other up, and we're cooler than ever after the fact. Yeah.
Most of my best friends, with Chris, I got in a fight with. Right?
Exactly.
Jeff, I got in a fight with, and we're the best of fucking friends.
So... Okay, one of my exes, we went to like
a slugger
face. So we went to a kickback. We went to a kickback with one of our homies, and it was his birthday. So we're there chilling, getting fucked up, and his best friend stepped up to him because they were both drunk, and they got into a fight. And my homie's best friend knocked him out. And fucking he got up after and shit. He was like, oh, why you hit me, blah, blah. All right. So my ex-lady was like, you're a fucking bitch. Why didn't you knock that fool out? I was like, because they're best friends. If I get in between that, it's different because
they'll both fuck
yeah.
you up.
Yeah, no, no, no. It's just like whenever I come back around, I'm going to have beef with that dude.
Yeah.
I was like, him and him, they're going to be the best of friends like within a week.
Yeah. No matter what.
Yeah. Was I was it? Like, you don't fucking get involved with that. That's like man code. Exactly. She's like, you're a pussy. Exactly. You should have fucked him. I'm like, no, you don't do that. Yeah. Like, guys, all, we fight.
Was that girl hot?
Yeah, she's hot.
Was there music playing?
Music?
While they were fighting.
No.
No.
They were in the front of a house. Yeah, but after the fact, like, he's like, oh, yeah, him and I are cool.
Yeah.
And I told her, see what you mean? Or yeah. see what I mean? Like, yeah. you were trying to get me to fight that guy. But at the end of the day, like, we always fucking reconnect.
Yeah.
Chris bonds, has been awfully bond. Quiet on this subject.
Yeah. It's because he's probably never connected knuckles with his homies.
I don't do that.
See?
I don't fucking do that.
All right. We got JJ just calling me right now. You guys remember JJ?
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
You want to get him on the podcast?
Put him on. Put
him fuck him.
Hey, JJ. You're on speaker right now. You're on live at La Clica Podcast. What you gotta say?
What's up, JJ?
What's up, JJ?
What's up,
Blazer? What's up? How's the hair?
It's good. Curt as fuck.
So my ball sack, Nick. Oh,
shit. So we got JJ right now. He just joined La Clica Podcast. Coming live from you from where?
From BG.
BG? What's that?
Yes, sir.
Bell Gardens. Bell Gardens represent.
I know what BG is, but some of our listeners don't. They're like from fucking all over, dog.
He could be representing Bubble Guts, you know?
Yeah.
BG, I'm on the toilet right now. I got them bubble guts.
We're about to be staying alive right now, man. Some BG.
So what's going on with you right now, JJ?
Come on, Barbie. Let's go party.
Nice. Waking up from a fucking long-ass day.
Damn,
waking
dog.
Waking up. Waking
up, dog.
It's fucking like 8:30, dude.
8:30. Is it 8:30? That's a nap.
Fuck that, dog. Yes.
Fuck yeah.
We're over here right now at La Clica. We're fucking pretty buzzed.
Hell yeah.
Chilling, throwing down this podcast.
Like, this is Chris signing off.
Like three or four.
So today's podcast consisted of bands that everybody hates. Like, everybody had to bring up a band that we fucking hate. And so somebody had to convince you to listen to that fucking band. And you had to bump it and say if you were not convinced that you liked it at the end of the week.
Yeah.
So what's one band that would be your fucking band that you fucking hate?
Los Bukis.
My Chemical Romance.
Oh.
My Chemical Romance. Okay. Damn. Okay. All right. All right. All right. Look. I am there with you because I don't like My Chemical Romance.
So that's your band. That's your band, man. That's it.
Me?
Yes.
Kick, I already had a fucking band.
No. I think we take that back to that, man.
Okay, yeah, because I can't see the initial one. We had to edit that one out. Yeah.
Chris has to bounce.
Right. Okay, I have to bounce. But
Chris, look, Chris is bouncing, but JJ's taking over for Chris.
Hold on,
we got to do that. We got to do the challenge for our listeners before I go.
What's your challenge?
So our challenge here at La Clica Podcast is listen to something that you can't stand
for a whole week
and see if you like it at the
what's
end of
yours?
That fucking week.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Okay, mine is going to be fucking the Rihanna album from Fleetwood Mac.
No, the fucking it's Rumors, fool.
No.
You said Rumors from Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, Rumors, sorry. All
right, so I got to listen to what?
My Chemical Romance.
My Chemical Romance. Right. Fuck. Well, you know what? You know what band I fucking hate?
It's gonna be Chemical Romance.
No, this is worse, dog. It's worse to me because my cousin, I tried it already, and it's gonna be a real challenge for me. My cousin took me to a concert, and it was that one fucking band.
Let's go party.
AX7. What are they called?
No, dude, it's Chemical Romance. Sorry.
Avenged Sevenfold.
Avenged Sevenfold?
Oh, yeah.
Avenged Sevenfold. Oh,
I hate those motherfuckers. And my cousin took me to a concert. He's like, hey, I bought my dad a ticket, but he can't make it. Like,
he bought his dad a ticket? That's like, he can't find any friends to go to my...
Exactly.
That's like taking your cousin to the prom.
Yeah.
Hey, let's get Chris out of here. Get the fuck out of here, Chris.
Yeah.
All right, later.
Bam, 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 bam. Chris is out of Black League.
Fuck out of here with your... Freaking Shasta.
You're out of here.
Fuera.
You're out.
El Chacal, güey, came in. Get the fuck out. So we continue this podcast, and we have here, Chris is leaving, and he's taking advantage of Rick.
Hey, JJ, what does JJ stand for?
We're not recording anything.
Hey, JJ, what's JJ stand for?
Some Mexican name that I can't pronounce anymore.
Juan Jose.
Jose Jimenez.
Juan Javier Rodriguez.
Hey, JJ, how big is your fro?
Oh, shit, big as fuck, bro.
Yeah, put it something like, fix them like that. There you go.
Hey, JJ, what music are you embarrassed to listen to?
Blondie, I don't know.
So let's just say Garth Brooks for JJ.
Let's just say
Garth. His challenge will be Garth Brooks. Yeah. So JJ, if you're out there listening, your challenge for the week will be to listen to Garth Brooks. Come back to us and let us know if you like that song. I got a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt.
Yeah,
you know, some shit like that.
Yeah. Right.
But in my opinion, I fucking hate country, and you guys fucked up because you didn't pull me on country. So,
next time.
Concluding La Clica Podcast, thank you for
barbecue saying on my t-shirt.
Yeah, thank you all for listening to La Clica Podcast. We're gonna come next week. Mm-hmm. We're gonna hit you with some hot shit.
Ow.
This is brought to you by Spartan Beer, Fireball Whiskey, Corona Beer. What else? A Shasta Cola. That Shasta Cola Modelo, and that fucking 2-in-1 scrubber. Pull it up,
Schneeberg.
That Schneeberg too. And we'll come to you next week. Thank you all for listening.
Peace.
Peace out. La Clica Podcast.
Peace.